TCR Diaries for June 4th, 2019. I knew this guy once. Well, I still kind of sort of know him now, but we're not really friends. I'll call him Tim, even though his name wasn't Tim. Why am I thinking about Tim on this 4th of June? Because these awful hostilities would come out of his mouth. And sometimes they were directed at me, and sometimes they weren't. Sometimes I could tell their direction, and sometimes I couldn't. Sometimes his words felt like a water balloon to the back that left your shirt soaking and wet, and other times they felt like a full-on slap to the face that left even his hand stinging. Sometimes his words applied to me but weren't directed at me. In those times I could only think, "Dude, I'm standing right here." One time I blurted out in sheer frustration, "You can't just say whatever you want." And then Tim replied with something along the lines of that he wasn't going to hold back. He wasn't going to be told what to say and what not to say. Oh, good. I saw him as verbally reckless, hence why we're no longer friends. I don't want to be around someone who irresponsibly blabs whatever is on their mind. Someone who doesn't seem to care if their words hurt, even if it's unintentional. No thanks. I'll pass on collateral damage. So here's the backstory. When Tim was a kid, his dad would often tell him to shut up, that what he was saying wasn't important, that his opinion didn't matter, that he didn't count. After I learned how Tim grew up, it made sense why he was prone to erupt and lash out with those awful hostilities. He'd been muzzled and muffled for too long, for so long. It's understandable why he was the way he was. So I get it. As a kid, he was oppressed as much as anybody can be in the 1980s, growing up in Midwestern America. His voice had been silenced by a bully, and that sucks. Here's the thing, though. When I knew Tim, he was still under his father's thumb. When he was talking to me or with me, it felt like he was really talking to his dad. Much of the time, he came across like I was the one trying to suppress his voice in the here and now. I just wanted to have a good relationship with him because we were forced to be in the same room. Jimmy wrote of the trailer park soul years ago. I grafted that phrase onto my mental image of Tim. The wounded animal growing up and raised by trash. But you know what? I stopped caring. Where I ended up with Tim was this. Boo fucking who. You're a grown man with kids, a wife, a house. Get over your childhood. You live in white suburbia now. Stop carrying your dad around in your back pocket. Stop perpetuating the dysfunction handed down generation after generation. We've already inherited all the bad parts. They're in us whether we like it or not. But if we don't discard what's useless, we'll pass it on to our kids just the same. And know if you're reading, listening, watching this, you're not Tim. Tim wasn't even a man. But if you live in a trailer park, don't make this about you. I've seen and been to my fair share of ghetto mobile home parks, so I'm qualified to talk about them.